Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
We're here weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern in the first hour every day. We are live on Stadium. Watch Stadium via the ValleySportsLive.com and the Bally Sports Live app. Yes, we've got more movement this week in college football when it comes to the Heisman watch atop the BetMGM odds. Still value on just about everybody. I guess you could make that argument. The favorite is John Mateer. That's no surprise of Oklahoma, 7-1. The big change, though, after the blowout performance of that vaunted Illini defense. Mendoza, 9-1 out of Indiana. Your third favorite in the 12-1 range. We've got Dante Moore and Carson Beck, all quarterbacks so far. 14-1, Gunnar Stockton. Marcel Reed is 15-1. Nussmeier, they don't really know. Like, we could sit here and say, John Mateer's the favorite. John Mateer's the favorite. Sam, it's not a low number. It's not like sub five. We're not at that point in the season because there are a handful of teams that haven't played any conference games yet. And Oklahoma's only played one, and it was Auburn.
Yet, fourth quarter, it's him with the rushing touchdown, making the play. Were the numbers gaudy? No. But that's a tough test against a very good Auburn team that a lot of people like this year. Auburn was in it the whole way. Then you had the safety. So anybody laying 6.5 covered, and anybody taking 6.5 did not.
And you better believe that made bad beats last night.
Oh, it should have. I had a friend in Last Man Standing. You know what Last Man Standing is? You pick a game against the spread every week until you get it wrong, and then you're out. I had a buddy go Auburn plus 6.5. He's out. He's gone. Season's
took a
over.
Bad number. Took a bad number.
Yes, but
so what happens in a push? What do they do there?
Out. When this one, you're out. You have to win. Ties lose.
Oh,
like in Survivor. You know, in Survivor, in most pools, if you pick a game that lands in a tie, you're out because you didn't win. And the counter to that is, well, I didn't lose. Well, you didn't win. It's really how you shape it. I'd like to thank BetMGM for playing its weekly and daily game of peekaboo. So I can't find the Heisman market again. It's very fun. Oh. I went to college football and hit... events.
I thought the weekly game of peekaboo was going to be which team will Costos pick to win the Super Bowl this week.
That's another game we could talk about.
Okay.
I'd love to discuss that as well. He has 16% of the league now to win the Super Bowl. It's fascinating. So yeah, I have to work around MGM because I can't see the Heisman market in Massachusetts.
Okay.
So I was taught if I type in dc.betmgm.com, that's the workaround. So I did it this morning, and I can't see the Heisman market. So peekaboo is very real on a Tuesday morning. So I went to Vegas Insider, and I have a grand snapshot of the market. Okay. And what I can see across every book is that Mateer is your consensus favorite. I mean, he's favored at – well, actually, I take that back. At one book, Mendoza's actually favored. One book, one outlier. But Mateer's the guy, and you have him at what, 22-1? your first bet? 22, 24?
Twice. Like yeah. Yeah. I'd look. I think it's 22. Somewhere in that range. I did and not get repo. The 30s that were available. But yes, then was it 10, 11, somewhere around there? Yeah. Then I'll check. I'll get back to you on that. But yes, did bet them twice, back-to-back weeks. Looking ahead, okay, if you take out Auburn, now we've got a bye, then we've got Kent State, and then it all starts going. Figuring, okay, if Oklahoma's 5-0 and the hype is real, this number is going to be long gone. So the 7, I wouldn't say it's long gone, but he is the favorite, not when you want to bet him.
You have a huge game this week with big-time Heisman implications. And, of course, that's the Big Ten game in Happy Valley. Oregon goes on the road to take on Penn State. And you're going to see these guys shift. It all obviously depends on who wins. But Dante Moore, at most places, is your third favorite. MGM has him 12-1. Drew Aller, 30-1. BetMGM. I don't even like Drew Aller. I'm not an Aller guy. But if you're looking to make a move here and Penn State actually shows something on offense, which it's a very polarizing topic. Some people think that they've just played dead. Others say, no, they stink. The truth is probably in the middle, as it often is. I don't think that Andy Kotelnicki, the offensive coordinator, was trying to empty the clip against those three bad teams they played. I mean, what do you need to do against Villanova and teams like that to win? You don't need to show anything. Some people think that they're broken. I don't know. We'll find out Saturday. Penn State, a 3.5-point favorite. But if Drew Aller throws three touchdown passes against Oregon and knocks off a top five team at home, what's the 30-1? We talked about this a couple weeks ago, and we were sort of hinting at how huge this game was for this market. Conversely, you have to paint both sides. If Dante Moore goes into Happy Valley and shreds Penn State, he might be the favorite on Sunday morning. So this is a huge game where you have two quarterbacks at elite programs facing off head-to-head. This is, you know, we can talk about Ohio State, Texas. That was a huge game. Number one against number three. But for the Heisman market, this is the biggest game so far between Moore and Aller.
Yeah, I keep staring at this number. This is a name that we bring up every single week, and he hasn't had a game where you've been blown away. I'm talking about Aller, and I'm just looking at that 30, like, man, this is a huge game. So here's what's holding me back, even though it probably shouldn't at the number of 30-1. What's holding me back on Aller is how Penn State is going to win. They're going to win via the run game. If they win and cover this weekend against Oregon, it's probably going to be the run game. Ducks struggle with their rush defense, and you would think going against Penn State, that's where they're going to have a lot of issues. So if they're winning with their run game, that's why they're championship contenders, is Aller going to get a lot of the credit. And right now, there are a lot of quarterbacks that are in the conversation right now. If they win, what does this number go to? What range is he in? Because he's behind a lot of guys right now.
It depends on what he does. I think, unfortunately, though, people are looking at what he's done and not what he can do. And this is how betting works. When everybody says he stinks and I can't bet it, that's generally the time to bet it. And again, I'm not even a big Drew Aller fan. I think Bo Prabula is better, the kid who transferred to Mizzou. I think he's better. Aller has 4 touchdown passes in 3 games. Nevada, Florida International, Villanova. But how's he going to do this against Oregon? Well, I don't know. I don't have that answer. But if he does, man, that 30 could go to 15. It could get cut right in half. The problem is I don't find myself betting it. I'm not going to do it. Like, I've thought about it, but these are conversations I've had with myself. Wow, you know, he was 15-1 before the season, 16-1. Now he's 30. This would fundamentally be the time to buy. Then you look at his quarterback rating, and it's 106 in the country. You're like, oh, probably not the Heisman winner. So maybe a pass on Drew Aller. I do like Penn State in the game, but if Penn State wins, you mentioned the running game, how about their defense? That's how they're going to win the game, if they win. If they beat Oregon, it'll be a smothering on the defensive side of the ball. They've held teams to 17 points in 3 games. Granted, not the greatest competition in the world, but 11-0-6. That's a defensive football team that's going to run the ball and use the quarterback to manage the ball. He's probably not going to throw three touchdown passes. So I think I'm out on Aller. The other guy that I'm a little concerned about is Baron Morton. He's got a concussion, it sounds like. And they don't play this week, Texas Tech. But did you notice that they started to float his odds out? I see him 50-1 at MGM, 75-1, 100-1. This poor kid just can't stay healthy, man. It's happened to him his whole career. He's had so many injuries playing quarterback for Texas Tech. And that was a guy that I really, like, going into the Utah game, I'm like, man, this kid has a really good chance to step up here and enter the conversation for real. And he gets hurt again. So he went from 25-1 going into the Utah game to now 50-1. Arch Manning is 25. That number was cut in half. You know, if you play Sam Houston State every week, you might win the Heisman. No interest there. The biggest mover to me in terms of guys that weren't in the conversation that now are, Josh Hoover at TCU, 15-1. Another big game for him. I don't have any stock in Hoover. I wish I did. I don't.
I'm quickly looking at some of the recent quarterbacks that won this award. Any of them have a slow start like Aller? And I really can't see one. Like, they all have a game in the first few weeks where they have 4 or 5 touchdown games. So he would certainly be the outlier there. But I get the case at 30-1 because if they win, if they cover, if he's a big reason why, he actually puts up some numbers. Yeah, that might be cut in half. All right, a name I brought up in the past that, you know, statistically, he checks a lot of boxes, best in the country, but they haven't played anybody. Quarterback rating number one, QBR number one. And I'm talking about Maiva. USC has played, what, Missouri State, Georgia Southern, Purdue, most recently Michigan State. Illinois, Michigan, Notre Dame are next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You think he can win the award? Like, what does USC have to do? Where do they have to finish? Must they be in the playoff? Do they need to be in the Big Ten championship game? The numbers are probably going to be there for him. But what sort of team success do we need to see?
9 wins. I've always thought 9 is the benchmark, and that's very possible. Have you seen the line for USC Illinois, by the way? Got out to 7 yesterday after our show. USC laying 7 on the road. So nobody wants a part of Illinois. USC is going to score. I don't know that they're going to win. I mean, they should as a 6.5-point favorite now. But that's probably a spot where he puts up numbers. Notre Dame's defense doesn't look to be anything special. And then you go to Oregon end of the season. That's a game where he could really cement himself in that conversation, you know, to be in New York, to be one of the 3 or 4 finalists. You've liked him all season. I'm surprised you don't have any stock yet in Maiva.
Yeah, I've just been another guy I've been torn, like Aller and him. Like, I'm deciding between those two. If I'm going to jump in on another guy, which one am I going to go with? Okay, so he has another statistically strong game. They should win, like you mentioned. Is it going to drop a lot if he puts up points on Illinois? I mean, he's supposed to, right? After what we just saw.
Probably not much. I mean, 20 to 15, perhaps. Haynes King, 25 to 1. There's a lot of guys in that 20 to 30 range that make you bite your lip a little bit. Oh, you know, I could get there. I'm really upset with Hoover, man. Somebody told me to bet Hoover last week, and I thought, I don't like him. And then all Hoover did last week was throw for 379 yards and 5 touchdowns against SMU. And he's now right near the top. I know. Damn.
We keep talking about Big Ten quarterbacks here. Mendoza's a big mover. I'm bringing up Maeva, Aller. You got Dante Moore. He could be the favorite after this week. I wasn't expecting that conversation, but yeah, a lot of Big Ten quarterbacks are here right now, or at least interested.
I have a list. I wanted to bring this up today. This is from On3 Sports. On3's had a very polarizing season so far, depending on who you ask, and they've been very bad with some injury stuff that I've followed very closely. Oh, this guy's going to play, and then he doesn't play. Okay, good luck. Here's a list of the top 10 college quarterbacks from On3 Sports in the summer. Number one, DJ Lagway. Okay, hold on, not done. Number two, Lenora Sellers. Number three, yeah. Arch Manning.
Okay.
Number four, John Mateer. All right, got one. All right.
Whew. Got one.
Whew, man, got one. I was getting sweaty there.
Oh, there's a name I'm number waiting five, on now.
Number five, Cade Klubnik. There it is. Nope. Not a great list, pal.
100-1 for Cade Klubnik. At least at BetMGM. I didn't look around because there's no reason to. You're not looking for a price there. That's a bad list. Does it say the person or it just say it's like staff? I hate it when websites do that. Staff.
Ari Wasserman is the list creator. That is I didn't even realize he's got Nico Iamalieva number 10.
Stop. All right, go through 6 through 10 real quick.
Sam Levitt.
Bad.
Nussmeier, Haynes King, Drew Aller. Then Nico.
We don't know. Then Nico.
No Mendoza, no Dante Moore, no Carson Beck, no Gunnar Stockton, no Josh Hoover, no Marcel Reed on this list.
Marcel Reed, yeah.
Whoops.
A lot of misses there. A lot of misses on that one. That's tough. That's the preseason content. Before you know, like, if I were to tell you, okay, this is going to be Clemson, Clemson is going to be 100-1. Oh, is he hurt? No. Bad. That's it. Yeah, just bad. Not hurt at all. Joe O, Sammy P. We'll take a look at some NFL futures updated numbers coming your way. Bet Sweats, the BetMGM network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.